Dee Christie taught high school art in St. Albans for more than 3 decades. In 2024, she was named Vermont Art Teacher of the Year. It was also her last year in the classroom. She left to focus on her own art, making colorful collages out of old books. Grace DeLillo of the University of Vermont Community News Service recently joined Christie in her studio to talk about her life and her art.
So this is my studio. It's full of random stuff that I have to go through and figure out what I'm going to do with because I don't need all this stuff. My name is Dee Christie. I am a freelance artist at this point in the game, and I used to be a teacher, an art teacher for 35 years, and I just quit that job and became this artist.
He gave me this typewriter. My brother got this typewriter. I had it at school forever, but it's, you can even type here. That's so fun, right? So somebody gave this to me. So the ink is wearing out, but you can type.
My father was an artist. He was what I would consider an outsider artist. You know what that is? So an outsider artist, someone who doesn't have any formal training. So he would be tarring the roof, you know, like tar paper, ripping it off, and then he'd see an image in it and he'd staple it on the wall. So he's always had that creative side to him, so I think I got that from him.
I bought all these books, and it's, what, 4 bookshelves full of random books that I've had at school that when I left school, they had to come with me. They didn't want them.
As a teacher, as an art teacher in high school, kids don't like to use white pages in a sketchbook. They're too precious, and they want to keep it pristine, and they don't want it to be... they don't want to ruin their page. So I was like, let's go get these books they're throwing out. Let's start painting in these books. And so we started, and I did it with them because I have a philosophy that I don't make anybody do anything I wouldn't do. So I started, I think it was 2015, so it's been 10 years. And I was like, I'm going to do art every day in my book.
Here. So you can kind of see where some of them are good, some of them are not. Like this kind of gets washed out.
I wasn't planning on selling any of these. So some of them came out great and some of them didn't. But I felt like it was time to see what I could do with it. And I just, it just made me feel good to do art every day.
So this is called the junk journal. This is kind of fun. You just find stuff and you put it together. And it doesn't have to have any purpose at all. But then you sew it together. But this is like an old calendar.
So Brandon was my stepson that was killed in a car accident 20 years ago. I mean, he got out of the service and he stayed in South Carolina, which is where he was stationed. And he was going to school and he was doing all these things. He was taking acting lessons and singing lessons. And I feel like he was living as much as he could in a short period of time. And like looking back, that's how it felt to me. And then he was in a car accident and he and his buddy died. It was just an accident. There was no drinking involved. It just too fast, bad timing, old car. And that was a defining moment in our lives. And it was my stepson, but he was like my only kid as well.
I have a picture of him. I wish I knew where it was because you'd get a kick out of it. It's a Polaroid my mom took, and he's squatting. He's sitting in a snowbank.
Almost from that moment on, I stopped doing things I didn't want to do. Like, I was always going to go down to see him, you know, when he was at school, and he died before I could do that. And so I was like, I'm not going to wait to go visit people and go see things. And so that's been part of my experiences is just do, you know, because you have two choices in this life. You have, you know, every day you can wake up and be miserable, or you can wake up and get through something. And so you have to choose, you know, you have to choose to make your life better, to make your days better and to be good. So, yeah, that's it. I think that's me.
That was artist Dee Christie talking with Grace DeLillo for the University of Vermont Community News Service.